of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
It's time for grab bag. It's time for grab bag.
Oh, it certainly is. Time for grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. The stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including a congratulations are in order, Jones.
Oh?
Friend of the show, Dietrich Wise.
Oh, yeah.
Named the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for the New England Patriots.
Nice.
Great guest, great guy.
Good job for Dietrich Wise. Good job by him.
Hope he wins that he can get the patch that they put on the players that have won in the past. They can wear that around. That's great stuff.
Well, we can ask him about it maybe next week, and we should just preface it as we did with a bunch of our questions for him this week. Hey, maybe you haven't seen the news. Maybe you're unaware of this. We'll just fill in the gaps for you. But yes, you are nominated. You are the Patriots nominee. Each team gets a nominee.
There's a chance he's missed it.
Yeah. Just so you know,
You're
a finalist. And, you know, how do you feel about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to shout it. That's my
grab bag.
Try it again. That's my
grab bag.
I don't know you.
They send him in. I mean, Keefe at WEEI.com will play him. So
yeah, I mean, we'll at least give him a listen.
We'll at least give him a rip.
Yeah.
Hey, Thursday Night Football, Week 14 in the NFL kicks off tonight. You got yourself a good game. The Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions. The Lions have been awesome. Maybe the best team in the league. 11-1. They are at home. They are 3-point favorites against the 9-3 Green Bay Packers. This is, I know the Lions got the Bills coming up, the following weekend.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good game, though, right here.
Yeah, so, I mean, maybe a minor. It's a divisional game, so I doubt you get the look-ahead spot, but maybe a minor look-ahead spot by the Lions. Both teams played on Thursday, so it's not a short week. Normally, a 51.5 total on Thursday Night Football, I'd be like, no chance.
Yeah.
You're not going to get that many points on a short week, but it's not a short week for either team. Again, they both played on Thanksgiving, so they have a full week. Maybe you have a minor look-ahead spot for the Bills looking ahead, or I'm sorry, the Lions looking ahead to that Bills game. I expect the Lions to win tonight, but they have a million injuries on defense. Maybe that finally catches up to them. I'm curious, Keith.
Yes?
The Patriots, and I hate to burst anyone's bubble, are not going to be in the playoffs.
Jones.
And people are
they have been eliminated.
People are not going to be rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs. We know that.
Yeah.
I highly doubt anyone around here is going to be rooting for the Bills. So
now the Bills are like... kind of like I don't think I hate the Bills, but like I'm not rooting for
them.
Are
you rooting for a team in the? I mean,
not in the division. No,
maybe even me and you might. Like I'd feel good about the Bills winning on some level just because they haven't.
Because I like Josh Allen.
Me too. But the generic Patriots, the general Patriots fan, is not going to root for Buffalo. I would imagine Detroit is a team a lot of people around here could get behind and root for. But I may be wrong about that. Maybe fans just don't. They want to see the order of the universe stay in place where the Lions are always losers and the Bills are always losers, but. I'm just curious what fans are going to latch on to in the playoffs. And don't just give me, I just want good games.
No.
We all want good games.
Detroit is
a team I will root for and want to see win. And by the way, with an ex-player in Dan Campbell, that's probably something you should want for the Patriots. It started very poorly with Campbell. It got better. Like, maybe you could even look at it that way. I imagine a lot of people around here will be pulling for the Lions, but I may be wrong about that.
Because it's kind of the flip side where instead of like, oh, these are all the teams I like, you go in the reverse order and you're like, all right, I'm actively rooting against this team, this team, this team, right? Like, I don't want the Chiefs to win.
Yep.
Obviously, the Jets and Giants both stink this year, but you wouldn't want them. You don't want the Steelers. You don't want anybody in the division. You don't want the Ravens. Like, you don't want any of those teams to win. So then you look at a team like Detroit and you're like,
they're pretty harmless.
Yeah, like they lose all the time.
What's the harm in them winning?
And they were fun to watch for years with Barry Sanders and with Calvin Johnson.
Do you want Philly to win? Like, you're not going to root for a city like Philly.
No.
Not here.
No, Detroit. Yeah, I would, of all the teams, like, I don't like San Francisco. Like, yeah, it probably is Detroit. I mean, and what an unlikely duo it would be, Dan Campbell and Jared Goff. Like, holy smokes.
Oh, it flies in the face of, you know, you need a stud quarterback to win a Super Bowl, and you need, you know, some offensive whiz kid.
Yep.
Because Campbell was an offensive guy, but he's not a scheme guy at all, although he has it in Ben Johnson to win a Super Bowl. So, yeah, it'd be interesting.
Grab bag.
Deontay Johnson suspended one game by the Ravens. Apparently last week he refused to go in the game. They're like, hey, you're up. He's like, nope.
Look, I think we've been all over this for a long time. Pittsburgh has had some real problem. I know this is in Baltimore, but his career began in Pittsburgh. They've had some real a-hole problem diva receivers over the years. Antonio Brown, chief among them.
Yep.
But then
Martavis Bryant.
Well, you have Martavis Bryant. You had this guy, Deontay Johnson. You have George Pickens now. Like, yeah. they get receivers, but my God, are they tough to play with, apparently.
A little bit of
here's,
a risk.
Here's my Deontay Johnson question.
Uh-huh.
He's going to be a free agent. He's not going to be back in Baltimore.
I don't think so.
Any interest whatsoever here?
I'm shooting higher than that. Okay. Like, I think individually he's better than anybody you have, but he's not a lock number one, and he does seem like an absolute headache.
But
which I'm okay with. Like, I'll take a headache or two.
This team needs all the talent they can get. I would take a flyer on this guy.
But there's also,
I'm not paying through the nose for this guy, but I'd take a flyer on this guy.
But there's different types of, headaches in talent. Like, there's somebody this is more off field, but Tyreek Hill. Risk reward, Tyreek Hill.
I get what you mean.
He's
so good.
You're like,
you might be willing to deal with the crap.
Whereas Deontay Johnson's kind of probably on that line or on the other side of it, where you're like, yeah, he's good, but.
Deontay Johnson.
If you told me it's Deontay Johnson or just the same group back, I would take Deontay Johnson.
Then, of course, yeah.
But if there's a few other names that are in the mix, I'd rather spend more money on T. Higgins.
Deontay Johnson, only 1,000-yard season in his career. Now,
it's like Juju Smith-Schuster.
It was quite good. It was almost 1,200 yards and 8 touchdowns, and he was a Pro Bowler. But his last couple of years really haven't been as good as I thought.
Grab bag.
I got another baseball signing for you, Jones. A baseball signing not named Juan Soto, not named Corbin Burns.
Okay, Aroldis
Chapman. Starting pitcher. No, not Aroldis Chapman.
Okay.
Here are the Red Sox. Good signing by the Sox. People seem to be really excited about that. Luis Severino.
Oh, where he signed?
3 years.
Yeah.
$67 million.
Feels high.
With the Oakland Athletics.
What? Really?
Yeah, I don't know why or how. They gotta sell seats in Sacramento next
year. Well, I guess that's true, but remember when the Royals started signing guys last year and it was extra embarrassing that the Red Sox were losing out to guys to the Royals and the Royals just spent real money?
Where did the A's come up with that?
I don't know, but let's follow that. Because if the A's are going to spend money and the Red Sox are going to try to sell us on Aroldis Chapman and Anthony Santander or something like that.
$22 million a year on Luis Severino?
Yeah.
What am I missing?
I don't
understand that.
I don't know. But that.
I would not do that.
Don't get outspent by the Royals. Don't get outspent by the A's.
Yeesh.
But that's, he was decent with the Mets last year. I do know that.
Mm-hmm.
Grab bag.
How about UCLA football team fired offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy after one season? Eric Bieniemy, who was the offensive coordinator for years with the Kansas City Chiefs, and people would always say, man, he's getting snubbed by all these teams, getting snubbed left and right.
He got a year in Washington?
A year in Washington. They replaced him with Cliff Kingsbury. That seems to be working out pretty well. And then
A year with UCLA.
With UCLA. And now he's out.
So, look, I was a big proponent of his. I'm like, boy, I would hire Eric Bieniemy 1,000 times out of 1,000. Before I'd bring in someone from Bill Belichick's coaching tree. I said that many, many times on the radio over many, many years. And I just, you can fall out of Andy Reid's coaching tree and hit a bunch of branches of guys who can coach on it. You fall all the way to the ground with Bill. Bieniemy, turns out he's not one of the guys who can coach on Reid's coaching tree, apparently. Because he's wearing out his welcome everywhere he goes.
It does not seem to be going great. No, that is for sure.
Now I'm standing. Y'all happy? We're all standing up now. Bunch of
grub bag.
Standing in a circle.
All right, the Four Nations hockey tournament that'll be coming your way in February between USA, Canada, Sweden, and Finland. The rosters have been announced, and there are a grand total of four Bruins.
Oh.
Four Bruins.
I think are you counting your guy Sween? Big Sween is the GM of Canada. Are you giving him a
count? I'm not counting Big Sween
because
I'm going with players.
Okay.
Brad Marchand. Is going to be representing the Bruins for Team Canada. Two Americans, Charlie McAvoy and Jeremy Swayman, and Elias Lindholm will be on the Team Sweden.
Have they watched Swayman this year?
I guess this must be a down goalie market.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not
great.
Sure
he was Swayman there, USA?
The Stars goalie, Jake, was it Ottinger?
Yep.
He's on there, and Connor Hellebuck. From Winnipeg is on there also.
Okay, Hellebuck's a Vezina winner. Ottinger just got paid this year. I was just double checking. Korpisalo's from Finland. Korpisalo's not on Finland.
Korpi didn't make it.
So they looked at Korpi and said, we don't want him on Team Finland. Team
Swayman.
USA was like, we want Jeremy Swayman. Interesting.
You know what could be a line, though, for Team USA, which is pretty badass?
What's that?
Austin Matthews and the two Kachucks.
That's good.
That's pretty sick.
I like that.
Yeah, that'd be pretty fun.
Nice.
If they're able to pull that off.
You can have the boat or the
grab bag.
What, are you crazy? We'll take the boat.
Not so fast, Lois. A boat's a boat, but the
grab bag
could be anything. It could even be a boat.
Top NBA performances from last night. Now, only three games. Celtics, Pistons, Nets, Pacers, Heat, Lakers. Okay. So you might not have the all-world performances. But Giannis.
Can't be a Laker. Yep.
31-11. LeBron James, 29-5-8. Okay. Now,
he can't win.
Come out on the... Oh, I'm sorry. There were six games, not three. Six games. He came out on the wrong side of a 134-93 loss to the Heat.
Close. Closer than it reads.
Clippers, Magic, Sixers, Hawks, Bucks for the other games. Franz Wagner. Big Franz Wagner, 35-7-2. Tobias Harris at 27 in the game that we saw. And then Jaylen Brown, 28-6-9. Where are you going for the best performance?
Yeah, I think I'd go Wagner. It's a good win. Good performance. Yeah. I think that's who I'd go with.
All right, that one's pretty good.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, gentlemen, time for the random baseball player of the day. We're going with an outfielder who was a one-time All-Star.
Okay.
Pretty good recognition if you get that.
Yep.
Mid-season kind of honor. Played for the San Francisco Giants, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, the Seattle Mariners, the St. Louis Cardinals, and the New York Yankees.
Delman Young?
Good guess, no. Not Delman Young. Played not really much with the Cardinals or the Yankees, so I would focus more on the Giants, Devil Rays, as well as the Mariners.
Outfielder.
Where he was an outfielder and a one-time All-Star.
Yeah, Billy, played, go with it. Go
I was going to say Ben Grieve.
Oh, good one. No. That is a good one. He was an A, though, as well, right?
Yeah, Ben Grieve was an A. Yeah. He broke into the majors in 1998 and retired after the 2010 season. He is, let's see, a 2002 All-Star with the Rays.
That's what I was going to ask. What team was he?
I'm guessing he was the only guy.
Aubrey Huff.
Ooh, that is not a great one. No?
Not Aubrey Huff.
Wow, he was a Giant and a Ray.
Yeah.
It wasn't
Rock. Cameron Maben play.
Ooh, not Cameron Maben.
It's not Rocco Baldelli.
It's not Rocco Baldelli.
Speaking of hot wieners.
Career high in dongs.
Yeah.
20.
Okay.
Far and away his career high. 14 in a few other years.
Give me the swipes.
He'd swipe you a bag, though. 27 steals in 02.
Okay.
His All-Star year. He had 5 years of over 20 steals. Career 284 hitter.
And he was an All-Star with the Rays in 2002.
That's correct.
He's an outfielder. Where in the outfield? Can you give that away, or is that giving away too much?
No, this one just says outfield. Let me scroll.
Because it wasn't
down
Carl
here.
Crawford. It wasn't Rocco Baldelli. So who was it?
He literally played all three outfield positions.
Okay.
Most in center, but it's pretty close. All three outfield positions.
Not Zobrist.
Not Ben Zobrist. No, he played everywhere.
Yeah, that's
true. He played the infield,
too. That's true. He would play all over the place. I don't know if I have it. Should I check?
Text and Twitch has it.
They both do?
Yeah.
Oh, I
people
see
are good.
I see a lot of it in the Twitch. Is it Randy Wynn?
He got it!
Wow.
The Red Sox win.
Wouldn't have got it. You're right.
Randy
Wynn. I see. It's a bunch of texts, including Dice. Texted that in. 617-779-7937. Randy Wynn, I do not remember being an All-Star at all.
And if you win Random Baseball Player of the Day, you know what you get?
Yes.
Cheeseburger Club.
Don't tell people that.
You get a cheeseburger club.
No, don't tell people that. Now we're going to give people cheeseburger
club. Yeah, no, now you got to pay for it yourself. But there you go. That's how you play Random Baseball Player of the Day.
You know what? You win Random Baseball Player of the Day. You go treat yourself.
Get yourself one.
Do a nice cheeseburger club. You've earned it. If you pulled Randy Wynn, you've earned it. Okay. Good stuff there. That is a random one. That is a guy who feels like, again, he wasn't going to get you 30 or 40 swipes, but a good 20-plus swipes a year.
Good professional player.
I can't believe he hit 20 home runs.
Yeah,
one
that
time.
Does seem high.
One time.
Doesn't it?
A little suspect.
Ball was flying out of the park that year. 05?
For the 20?
For the 20.
I was just trying to see, like, usually late 90s, early
2000s. Yeah, no, it was 2005.
No, Randy Wynn.
But he went from 14 to 20 back to 11, so it was like just sort of a weird year. He just ran into a few fastballs that year. That's all.
Maybe a contract year.
Not bad.
There you go. Random baseball player of the day every day in the grab bag on Jones and Keith. We'll check in with WEEI Afternoons, Arcand and Hart, see what they have coming up, and we have the clip du jour next.
Jones and Keith.
Jones and Keith.
On WEEI.
Time now for the clip du jour here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. Jones, ready for that?
Oh, that sounds wonderful. What is that?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today it goes back to a conversation we had about Christmas trees. We both got our Christmas trees up this week.
Yeah.
I'm not in love with my current tree.
Oh, you kind of hate it.
I yearn for the days of previous trees. And so we were talking a little bit about that. My wife just texted me. She didn't spray paint the hut. She hand painted it. All right. Sorry.
Get that. Let's make that clear.
Yeah, yeah, trouble today.
Yeah. Yeah. No, seriously. That is going to be a long discussion after.
Awkward dinner tonight. Yeah,
oh, boy. You think I spray painted this?
Oh, I think I might have a picture of my tree from last year, which actually looking at it now.
Not.
I don't know if you could say this word.
I'll go for
it.
As
wide as it is tall, can you say that?
No.
Okay, I won't.
No.
But you know what I'm talking about. Something that is as wide as it is tall.
That's rhymes with toad.
Correct. That's sort of what our tree was a year ago.
Tuna can?
That's right. That's right.
Tuna can tree.
So we had a tuna can tree, which I liked. Because it takes up the space in there. You're like, wow, it is Christmas in here.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas this one now, like, you can kind of miss it. Even though, as Billy's pointed out, maybe I'm talking myself into it. It is the ideal Christmas tree shape. Like, if you have what you think a tree should look like,
yeah,
like a Christmas tree, like, ornament or decoration would be the same shape as this.
It's a wimpy little bit of a tree, but it's the right shape.
It is thin.
Yeah.
Andy Hart's a man who likes a big Christmas tree.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Christmas trees should look like bulldogs. Nice and, like, stocky. It should.
Yeah, like Nick said, it looks like I went into the woods with an axe and came back.
Yeah,
and like,
that's how it should look.
It should look like you chopped it down.
These places that trim them or groom them so that they're there at night. Because you go by every tree, you can see the little pieces.
Hart, is that yours?
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah, the one on the left.
Here you go. That's a good quote. That's
a nice tree.
We have two couches in that room, and it touches both.
Andy Hart.
Oh, that's real nice.
Andy Hart's got more girth than at Keefe 21, it says.
I don't doubt that.
I don't doubt that for a second.
Tuna. I love tuna.
Never claimed to be much of anything. That is, you also going with the colored lights I like.
No, if it were a video, it bounces back and forth between colored lights and clear lights.
That makes you sick.
I
didn't think I'd like it.
Choke on my tongue.
Do you love that?
Love it.
That's a seizure waiting to happen.
Yeah,
I don't want that.
Yeah.
Make a decision.
And when you look from the street, it just lights up because these LEDs are much nicer. One of the great advancements in Christmas decorating is LED lights.
Okay, we took out the string of lights 2 days ago.
They don't work.
No, we had a bunch of them out. I'm like, I kind of thought they had rectified these problems many years ago.
That part, I think, is BS.
Why? Oh, they'll last 30 years.
Yeah.
They won't.
I thought it had been fixed.
Because you're like rolling them up, clanging them around.
This used to be like a very common thing when we were kids. Like, help your dad take out the Christmas tree lights. And like, one's out, the whole thing goes out.
Do you remember grabbing a Christmas light after it had been on for like 20 minutes?
They were hot.
Oh, when it was an actual light bulb?
Yeah. Like, how is the tree not on fire?
Well, some did.
Yeah, true. That's definitely true.
It's a good point. So it toggles back and forth between the rainbow lights and the white lights. Yeah,
I'll get a video for tomorrow.
All right.
You'll like it, I promise.
How many blow-ups do you have on your front lawn this year?
They're not all up. We didn't have time last weekend, so we have 1, 2, 3 smalls, 2 larges, and then whatever you consider the abominable.
It's like, the extra large.
But we
can order at the
Wienerama.
Why is the issue?
Like 40-mile-an-hour gusts.
Right.
I did some Abominable is down, and I put some weighted yoga balls on him to hold him
That'll
in place
do it.
So
okay.
he doesn't blow
around.
Yeah,
he'll work.
Yeah. But, the wind is a real pain in the ass.
You don't have to worry about any vandalism with all this on your property, no?
Oh, no, we're far enough from the street. They'd have to be pretty brazen.
Okay.
Yeah. Hart's got guns.
I do.
I figured.
Yeah, there's like...
I'm not sure I'm qualified to use them.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I got a license and all, but...
There you go. As long as they're registered.
And your thing,
I heard... A little bit of a guy.
They walk on your property, you can do whatever you want, right?
I heard you a few weeks ago that it's absolutely not true, especially in Massachusetts.
I haven't read all the rules.
Texas, I think, yes.
Texas, yes.
Texas, I think, fair game.
New Hampshire, where I'm from, probably.
Yeah. Maybe New Hampshire.
Oh, hell yeah.
But I think in Massachusetts, like...
You have invited me to
give
him a coffee.
If you don't give him a coffee and a brownie, you're in trouble.
They could sue you.
Absolutely.
I hurt myself breaking into your house. Like, wait.
Exactly.
What? Yeah.
I have seen a story like that. A guy fell through a skylight into somebody's house and sued them.
Yeah, like
them.
You didn't have it marked properly or something. How was I supposed to know there was a skylight on your roof when I was breaking in?
Don't steal my stuff.
Skylight wasn't up to code. That makes sense.
Pop. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. What do you guys have coming up on the program today?
So we have Tom Curran at 3:30. I don't know if you guys listened to his sit-down with Gerard Mayo. Did you catch that?
We played some clips from it.
Yes. I really enjoyed it, actually.
It was good.
I particularly enjoyed the beginning where they were bragging about the Emmys they won on Quick Slants, and then Curran transitions to, tell you what's not winning any awards, this football team.
Oh, jeez.
Tremendous line. And Mayo took it like
He's
a champ.
Like, what is he going to say?
Kind of has to. Yeah. So, we'll have that. Talk about the Bruins, who are rolling right along against bad teams and looking better at very least. Celtics chugging right along and
winning all the time.
We're talking about the Patriots and where Drake May fits in sort of the tiers, not your tiers, Athletics Mike Sando put out some tiers about where quarterbacks stand in the NFL.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Yeah, good stuff.
We got a lot of crap. Make sure you're listening. WEEI Afternoons. You got Arcan. You got Hart. That's the crossover with WEEI Afternoons brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can give the perfect gift this year, the 99 Restaurant gift cards. They're the perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 you purchase, you receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. You got to love the Nines. Stay tuned. We're back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. It's Patriots Friday?
No.
Not really.
Just a Friday.
Keys to the bye week?
Keys to the bye week.
We'll get to that. Big Friday four-pack of some games coming up this weekend. There are some good ones. We'll react to Thursday Night Football. Good game tonight. All that tomorrow at 10 here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.